This is St. Louis Public Radio. The death of State Auditor Tom Schweik sent shockwaves throughout Missouri. With his passing, a hugely varied career and life was cut short and leaves many struggling for answers. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at Schweik's life in government and politics and why his death is prompting introspection and sadness.
Tom Schweik was a rare breed in Missouri politics. He didn't methodically climb up the legislative ranks to get to his position. He outflanked powerful politicians to capture an office that can be a stepping stone for prominence. And after winning a second term as state auditor without Democratic opposition, Schweik eyed the governor's mansion. He was willing to get there by decrying what he saw as corruption within the state's political world.
The worst of it, quite frankly, is right where my main office is in Jefferson City, Missouri, the very capital, which is overrun with special interests that have completely corrupted that government there. I hate to say it, but it's true. A lot of people there are not looking out for you. They're looking out for themselves.
But Schweik's rapid political climb has come to a startling end. He died on Thursday from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The news is a shock to the state's political system, but much more importantly, Schweik's death is stunning from a human perspective. A native of Clayton, Schweik graduated from Yale and Harvard University. He spent nearly two decades with the Bryan Cave Law Firm focusing on corporate law.
Well, in my experience, I always was interested in law. I was going to trials when I was a kid to St. Louis County Courthouse. I also was very interested in writing, and I wrote short stories and songs, and I had a guitar like I was just talking about, and I always knew at some point I wanted to do some kind of writing, but I kept myself very flexible on what kind of writing it would be because you can't be too focused, as I said.
Among many other key positions, Schweik served as chief of staff for John Danforth when the former senator was investigating the siege at Waco. President George W. Bush eventually appointed him as an ambassador in Afghanistan, charged with stamping out drug production and corruption. After toying with the idea of running for the U.S. Senate in 2010, Schweik jumped into the race for state auditor instead. He said political backers saw his varied private sector experience as a big asset.
I came back, I taught at Wash U for a couple of years, and that's when a group of St. Louis area Republicans said, well, you know, you've been fighting corruption for corporations at the UN, around the world, in Afghanistan, maybe you ought to run for state auditor and try to root out corruption in your own state.
After he beat fellow Republican Alan Isett in a GOP primary, Schweik made political history by defeating incumbent state auditor Susan Monty. It was the first time in decades that somebody had defeated a down-ballot statewide official.
I think with all the disgust people had with government in 2010, the fact that I had a law enforcement background and was going to crack down on fraud, and that was the theme of the campaign, I think that resonated with voters, and that's why I won.
Schweik made a number of sweeping changes to the auditor's office. He created a rating system to show whether agencies were doing poorly or faring well. He also followed up with underperforming governmental entities and rapidly responded to alleged malfeasance. Most notably, Schweik saw few sacred cows in government or politics. He offered blistering critiques of popular tax credit programs, and he was unafraid of criticizing people within his party or big political donors. And soon after winning re-election last year, Schweik announced he would run for governor in 2016 under the familiar banner of rooting out political and governmental corruption.
I understand Missouri government, the good, the bad, and the ugly, very, very well.
But now, political campaigns take a back seat to news of Schweik's death at the age of 54. To be sure, there will be plenty of political stories to write over the next few days, including who will replace Schweik as auditor and how next year's gubernatorial campaign is altered. But those types of things can wait. Schweik's two children have lost a father, and Schweik's wife, Kathy, lost her seventh-grade sweetheart. Perhaps U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill put it best. She called Schweik, quote, a good man and a dedicated public servant who served our country in so many capacities with distinction and honor. She ended her statement with such simple advice. Hug those you love. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.